Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, Deuteronomy, here for this ICAB. If ICAB, because of, on the heels of, consequently, just finished writing up the sixth Aliyah right here, here, here. Sustainable repatriation right here, here, here. So much to build on here in this very, very important Torah portion, reading and feeding here. ICAB, here the 46th Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong, and here for this Rastafari Sunday service right here, here, here. First day, Melkam, Ehud, beautifully good first day, Shavuah. The seventh sabbatical coming forward. Oh, good, 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 good. Here, a little classic tune right here. Yellow Man can't hide from Jah Rastafari.
Now you come another call to action. First satisfaction. The my selection. I took like penicillin injection. I Yellow Man come to rock the nation and tell everyone. Do it, Jah. Exclude this one. You could not never hide from Jah. Can't tell you say you could not never hide from Jah. Come on, I say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, I say you get away from man, but you no get away from Jah. You get away from man, but you no get away from Jah. You get away from man, but you no get away from Jah. My father's house, there is many mansions. My father's house, there is many mansions. You can't go to Zion with your ammunition. You can't go to Zion with your ammunition. You coulda never hide from Jah. So man, I say you coulda never hide from Jah. Cause tell you say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, I see me walking through the jungles of Africa. Come on, me walking through the jungles of Africa. Cause beg you stick together like a stamp and a letter. Love one another like sister and brother. Say live together like a stamp and a letter. Beg you honor your mother and father. I beg you respect your brothers and sisters. I beg you honor your mother and father. Cause say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, I say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, now when the sun comes down and the earth get hot. In control the moon and in control the sun. In control all who a fire them gun. So let's have fun and don't bother run. I say you coulda never hide from Jah. Cause you say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, now when the sun comes down and the earth get hot. What? 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 That when me say? What? That's what me do. You coulda never hide from Jah. I tell you say you coulda never hide from Jah. I tell you say you crawl like a sinner, you be jumping by your nails. You crawl like a sinner, we be jumping by your nails. You end up in a jail and you can't get bail. You end up in a jail and you can't get bail. Cause everything you do, me say you know you will fail. Your mother can't help you. Come let me tell you say your father can't help you. Come let me tell you say your sister can't help you. And me I tell you say your brother can't help you. How will me say a Uncle Jaja can't keep you? No one me say you coulda never hide from Jah. Cause tell you say you coulda never hide from Jah. I tell you say you coulda never hide from Jah. You know why? Cause I love Jah Rastafari. Cause everywhere me go, a Jah a guide I. No matter what you do, me say no matter if you try. No matter what you do, I mean no matter where you try. A Jah Jah a guide I. Come let me tell you, say a Jah Jah a keep me. How will me say, Jah Jah over me, he ma rule over me. Jah Jah over me, he ma rule over me. Hey, over me, Jah Jah rule over me. You coulda never hide from Jah. You coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, now me love go, but me love stay. Nobody feel no way, and you be here with me say. You run to the rock, there's no turning back. And with them up go run when the right time come. The wicked up go meet like a butt again son. The wicked up go meet like a butt again son. I say you coulda never hide from Jah. So man, I say you coulda never hide from
Jah. Never ever, never ever hide from Jah. Rastafari, Yellow Man classic, can't hide from Jah. Because I love Jah Rastafari, yes, I, here, ICAB, consequently, that's one way of bringing it out in a more deeper study, but if, because of, or coming to the root word, ICAB, like Ya'ikov, the heel, on the heels of, bringing out the sentence of, it shall follow as a consequence, if we hear what? Shema Yisrael, Shema, 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 here, Rastafari is a corporate man. All I and I is one man. Sema Rastafari. Hear what? Hear this. Teaching of the Lord.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sama, 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 Rastafari.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. Of the Ten Commandments. And elaborate on hand. 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 Elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, and accepts this, and accepts this, and accepts this, and accepts. Since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian.
Yes, I, Rastafari, right there, there, there. Heard it from the Alpha and Nagusa and the Gas in the mouth of the King of Kings. You know, it's interesting in the Torah sometime in the translation when it says the mouth of the Lord, according to the anglicized, the Western Gentile tetragram, it's an L-O-R-D, but the commandment, see what the commandment of the Lord or the commandment of Yahweh, of Jehovah, the mouth, you hear right there from the mouth of the King of Kings, the true teaching of His Majesty. So here in this ICAB, interesting consequences and also the application for even I and I, Rastafari, going to ride up with the seventh, got the seventh Aliyah. But here, while ones and ones are gathering right here, let's just share a little brief commentary right here for the Sunday service. Oh, the word here from the Liturgy of His Majesty, what's said on the first day. Let's first of all rise up a chant, as well as from the Liturgy of His Majesty, what is said on the first day called Sunday, the Ehud, Melkam, good Ehud, first day, known as Sunday. Hear, say.
Sosenya, be lete Ehud, yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno wada ekaziaviheram lukota yegeba commitmentana yilayena yohona fetchmoibel Sidkin yasara senvetin yakabram sohulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the Sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Now, it's interesting because that's what's said on the first day, which is known as Sunday, reminding ones of the keeping of the seventh day. You could say like the beginning or the end and the beginning and the end, the Alpha Omega of the 7 days. And here you hear the evening psalm and evening come before morning. So this will be like the time, right, even earlier, the evening, you know, after the Shabbat day comes the evening. And here, the evening psalm for the first day, Psalm 24.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Haile Selassie.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Selassie.
The home place is due for
just rising up the chant right here, the evening psalm, evening come before morning. Just recognize that principle there, the evening. So here the evening. Right, evening and morning. So here, the evening psalm for the first day. Here we have Queen Makeda of a tune called Clean Hands. Clean Hands bringing out the Hebrew and the roots reggae of Psalm 24, the evening psalm for the first day, called in the Royal Amharic Ehud, and in the Hebrew, the Rishon from the Hebrew, Rosh. In the Hebrew enunciation is the Ras, the head day, the first day. Here is Queen Makeda.
You have clean hands and a pure
baby, praise. That right there is Queen Makeda, Makeda with clean hands, bringing out the English and the Hebrew. Nikki Kapayim, Nikki, clean, innocent, Kapayim, Kapai. Hands more correctly or more literally the palms of the hands. Nikki Kapayim, Ubar, and purified Bar Lebab, and a purified heart. And bringing it right here in the fifth Aliyah. Those who have heard the fifth Aliyah, read the fifth Aliyah from Deuteronomy chapter 10 for this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong reading and feeding. In the fifth Aliyah that begins in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, I mean, His Majesty, Kormawi Negusa Nagas, said that we may elaborate, right, on Jalal, yes? So here in verse 12 it says, and now Wa'ata Yisrael, what doth Yahweh, Jehovah, Eloheka, the I Elohim, require of thee, but to fear, to reverence, respect Yahweh, Eloheka, he who be thy power, to walk, to trod in all his ways, and to love him. It's interesting, a lot of us will say, well, just love Jah, you know, love God, you know. Yes, that's true, but here, and now, Yisrael, even the Israel of Ethiopia, the Israelites, yes, I. What doth Yahweh Eloheka require of the I, but to respect Yahweh Eloheka, to walk, to respect him, he who be, we be, I and I power, and to do what? To trod, to yod in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I power, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh, of Yahweh, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, and his statutes, that I command thee this day for thy good. And here in the KJV, Deuteronomy 10 and 13 brings out as a question, you know, like a question. What does he who be who he be, our power, require of I? Here, verse 14, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh Eloheka, is Jehovah the I Elohim, the earth also, and all that therein is, all that is in her. Only Yahweh, 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 he who be, we be, had a delight in thy fathers, in thy patriarchs, to love them. As poor as he had the comma, as the Matthew said, go to Rami Nagus and the guest said, we may elaborate, reason, come make a reason. This part, this verse right here, 10:15, Deuteronomy 10:15. Only Jehovah, only he who be, we be, is divine majesty, he had a delight in who? In thy fathers and I and thy patriarchs and righteous patriarchs, to do what? To love them. And he chose their seed after them. This here is for I and I humility in his majesty, that only Jehovah had a delight in thy patriarchs, thy fathers, to love them. And he chose their seed, their race after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Here's a verse right here, even from the Psalm, according to the royal order for the previous light, the previous day, Psalm 6, the Gregorian, the Gregorian calendar. I know right here it's August 1st. But what was the day before? What was that? The 31st. So for the 31st of July, according to the conversion, you know, of the calendar, was the sixth Psalm, the Psalm 6. And when we went through the Midrash, we had gotten into a reasoning about circumcision and sought to point to the fullness of it, because there's a circumcision of the flesh, yes, but then heartically speaking, here in this Torah reading and feeding, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16 says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. Matching right there, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I think it's Jeremiah chapter 4, correct? Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh, hey, Elohim, he who be, we be your Elohim, he is the Elohim. He is the Elohim of Elohim, the God of gods, the power of powers, the Adonai Adonim, the Lord of lords, a great El Ha'el Ha'el, a mighty and a terrible, a awful, dreadful, that regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye, love y'all, therefore the stranger, for ye, y'all, speaking to I and I all, were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. Thou shalt reverence, respect Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, who he be, the I power. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by Shemo. Here, verse 21, he is thy praise, I and thy Isaac, and he Eloheka, the I power, the I Elohim, true good, true God, that have done for thee these great and terrible and awesome things that thine eyes have seen sight. Just to zoom in on that verse right there, because even going through that part is the chant. This Torah portion here is so full of instructions and directions to get us from here to there. So here, just looking at the time, have a little reasoning in the commentary, but let's just ride up here, give thanks, brothers and sisters, those on the call, and hopefully others get to call in or get to check it out in the forward, in the fullness. But here, look a prayer right here, Jehovah, I live, I and I, yes, I, classic, Alton Ellis dub, yes, I.
Let the naked be clothed.
I right there, that just segues right here to the Nyabingi, Ayabingi. We call it the Ayabingi liturgy, but we know this as the creed, the credo right here. Yes, sir.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Fadu, Adu, Amla, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a bee. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
So here, let's just ride up and fulfill the Torah reading at the seventh Aliyah right here. And we're still within the Baraka, you know, the blessing moving into the first day right here. So let's ride up. The seventh is Likul. It's not that big reading, but it's very, very important. So let's ride up.
King Selassie the Almighty, I mean. King Selassie the Almighty, I mean.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. Right here for the Shavi, Aliyah, as well as the Maftir right here for this Shabbat Ikeb, Sabbath, on the count of Sabbath, because of, wherefore, if, the consequences, Shabbat Ikeb, Senbet and Dihim Yehonal, and here for the Shavi, the Maftir, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading here for this Shabbat Ikeb. Ki im shamor tishmeruna et kol ha-mitzwa hazot asher lanoki mitzawe et kem la esotaha le'ahava et yowa elohekem la leketa bekola derakayo ula davka bawa. For If y'all shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love Yahweh Jehovah Yal Elohim, to walk in all his ways and to cleave to him. Ki im shamora tishmeruna et kol ha-mitzwa hazot asher anoki mitzawetkem la esotaha le'ahava et yahwa elohekem la leket bekol derakayo ula davka bawa. Then will Yahweh Jehovah drive out all these goyim, all these nationalities, all these nations from before you, and ye all shall possess greater goyim nations, nationalities, and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall trod, shall be yours, from the Midbar, the wilderness, and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Yal Elohim, shall lay the fear, the respect of you, and the dread of you upon all the land that y'all shall trod upon, as he hath spoken to you. Hear, the fulfillment right here. Kavur l'kalu, kavur l'demsu, kavur l'chaylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur l'abinu, l'melkeinu. Glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Abuna, Negusuna, Kedamawi, Chayla Selassie, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Jesus Christos, Getachin Namet Hanetachin. Sim. Amen.
Yes, brothers and sisters, gotta really meditate on that one and let's walk it out. Let's just go travel, tour the land. And when we tour the land, be meditating on these verses right here, where he says, wherever, you know, the soul, every place, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 24, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. Yes, sir. Rastafari. You know, yes, meditation, adaptation. But here, see, love the Baraka. blessing after the reading from the Torah. We still have for this Shabbat of comfort right here, the Isaiah reading and Brit Chadash reading. But here, 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 Sila, Sila, Baraka.
Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet vayei olam natei vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh notein ha-Torah
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old and the New Testament. Me tell him to read up your Bible.
Baruch atah Adonai.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch atah Yahuwah, notein HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa'imru. Amen.
The Baraka, the blessing after the reading from the Torah, blessing for the reading of the prophets here for the second of the seven Shabbats, the seven strongs of comfort as we are approaching the new year Hebraically. Here the Haftarah Baraka, blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah b'debreihem ha-ne'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai ha-bocher ba-torah u-moshe abdo u-be-israel ammo u-be-nebiei ha-emet wa-tzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
And here, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 to Isaiah 51 and 3, and the Chabal, the fellow, the companion, I and I, brother, brother Ross, Sahar Ahad, on the read right here for the second of the Shabbat of Comfort for Ike.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 14. To chapter 51, verse 3. That's in my Abba. But Zion said, Yahweh Buruku have forsaken me, and my master have forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and they that made thee waste shall go forth from thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith Yahweh, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee, as a bride doeth. For thy waste and thy desolate places, and the land of thy destruction, shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants. And they that swallow thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other shall say again in thine ears, the place is too straight for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, who hath begotten thee, seeing I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive and removing to and fro? And who hath brought up thee? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Thus saith the Master Yahweh Buruku. Behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am Yahweh Buruku, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith Yahweh, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, Yahweh Buruku, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yekafer, Buruku. Isaiah 50, verse 1. Thus saith Yahweh Buruku, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there no answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness, Midbar. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I close the heavens, the Shemayim, with blackness, and I make sackcloth the covering. The Master Yahweh Buruku have given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. The Master Yahweh hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Master Yahweh Buruku will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Master Yahweh will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth Yahweh, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and have no light? Let him trust in the name of Yahweh Buruku and stay upon his Elohim. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourself about with sparks, Walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Chapter 51, verse 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yahweh. Look to the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are dead. Look to Abraham, your Ab, and to Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For Yahweh Buruku shall comfort Zion. He shall comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of Yahweh Buruku. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving in the voice of melody. Amen. Glory to him, words, sound, and power. Leaving you in the name of the King of Kings, Kidmari Haile Shalai, Seh Besem Gitaichi, Minahanatachi, Yeshua, Oshia, Amen.
Omega, yes I, greater Abraham and greater Sarah, right there for Shabbat, Shabbat, Watomer Sion and Zion said, yes I, rise up the chant to look to Abraham and look to Sarah, look to King Alpha, Queen Omega.
Shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering in Mount Zion, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, oh, oh, father and mother of creation.
Yisrael, to be redeemed. Down presses, punished. Here. We're at the second right here. The second of the seventh Shabbat, and give thanks, Rasaha Ahad, for the reading right there from Isaiah. Here, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 2. We need a meme for this right here. I saw a very good one. I think it was International Chaplain Federation, Ross Seymour, who had posted it. And, King Alpha, Queen Omega. But this verse here, based on the words of His Majesty, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. But this part of the verse, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah. His Majesty said, as Sarah was to Abraham, linking Empress Menin, Itege Menin, Kedamawi to Aleta Georgis, the first daughter of Georgis, of George, the earth worker. Yes, I, Rastafari. Let's ride up right here, with the Brit Hadasha, with the new covenant reading right here, the reading and feeding here for this Shabbat and Zion. And Zion said, yes, Baraka, bless.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
And here, right hand of fellowship to Haber, Wyndham Ross, Iason, far right here for the reading from the Brit Hadasha, the new covenant reading. Here, Shema.
Brit Hadasha, Chadiz Kidan, renewed covenant reading for RSS number 46, IKEB. Consequently, from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 13, and the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. We'll begin at 28. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who he be, the one. Hebrews chapter 11, Abraham and Sarah. Verse 8, Chet. Verse 9, Tet. Verse 10, Yod. Ba emuna shema Abraham, kasher nikra laleket el haaretz, asher yirashina, Vayetzeh, v'lo yid'al, anna yabo, ba'amuna haya ger be'eretz ha'habatacha, k'mo binakriya, vayesheb be'ahalim, hu ve'itzchak, ve'yakob, asher yarshu immo ha'habatacha ha'hiya, ki chika la'er asher yisudata, Ne'amanna ubonna konanna ha Elohim. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place that he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, in tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is Elohim, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand that is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Romans chapter 8. The unfailing purpose of Elohim through the gospel. Verse 28, Kaf Het. Verse 29, Kaf Tet. Vehinne yadainu ki ohabe Elohim hak ruim ba'atzato hako ya'azor litov lahem. Ki et asher yadam mikelum otam gam yad lihiot domim letelem bino lema'an yehe habkor bitok achim rabim. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Elohim, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If Elohim be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of Elohim's elect? It is Elohim that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Mashiach. It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Elohim, who also maketh intercession for us. The believer secure. Who shall separate us from the love of Mashiach? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Elohim that is in HaMashiach Yeshua Adonainu, that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimtu, kabor lachailu, kabor lakedamawi, chayli salasi, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, yes I, Rastafari.
Yes I, Melkam Ehud, beautifully good. First day, here, Sunday service, give thanks and praise, yes I. God bless the Haberim and the listeners, bless the eye ears, hearing, and the work of the eye hands in Yeshua's name. Glory be to King.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus Christos.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up soul into vanity, nor scorned his equal. He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King of Glory?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
Says to elaborate. He encourages I and I to elaborate. So let's elaborate a little more on this 46 Rastafari sabbatical reading and feeding, this manna, this angel's bread. Something's old, something's new. Let's chew the cud of the word, you know, the word well read and feed well.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 new, things and old,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai.
Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. So here, 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 things new, things old, right here, 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 but all things true. Here, here, here.
Yes, I. So that was the reading right there for the first and the second Aliyah, the first and the second days, right? The reading right there, part of the reading right there for the first and the second days, picked up with Deuteronomy chapter 8, the warnings and the exhortations. And the warnings and exhortations. The first and second day that will correspond with the first day, the Sunday was called Sunday, and the Monday and the third Aliyah would be for the, you know, coming up for the Tuesday here in the Shavuot. But there's a lot of Rhema word right here in this, even with today's daily psalm according to the ancient Israelites of Ethiopia, the royal order. As we have with a couple of word sounds right here. We have, first of all, in chapter 8, this is warnings and exhortations. Warnings and exhortations. Speaking about how the people were humbled, right? And he suffered them to hunger. And we see what happened even with cases of famine, you know, even during the godless and the creeping cool and what happened there. Though Jah, he fed them. But there's a key word in verse 3. In 8 and 3, that the Messiah, Yeshua, in the first advent, he quotes where he says that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every, now people say word, but if you look in a good Bible, you know, a good King James translation, you'll notice that the italics, the majority of places you find the italics in the KJV Bibles, that the words are not there in the Hebrew manuscript, and many of these verses we've checked in the Gutters, they're not there in the Authorized, Devised, Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, the Metzaf Kedus, they're not there either. So if you read this part here in the good King James Bible that has like the italics where the italics were originally put there, they're kind of words that have been inserted to give a Western Gentile or one who doesn't read the Hebrew the sense of it. But those words are not there. So here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, it says that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only. And so that man don't need no bread. Man need bread, but he don't live by bread only, but by every. The word there is italics. The word there is not there. But we read it just the plain reading. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. But the more Hebrew sense is, but by every that proceedeth out of the mouth of Jehovah. This is where we get the word rhema. You probably hear I and I, maybe others, of course others say it as well. We picked up on it. We heard people say, oh, the rhema word. And that's the scripture there, but this is the rhema word. The rhema word is like the right now word, the word that precedeth, you know, like on the inspiration, the word that precedeth. You read a portion of scripture, and then you recognize chant. This word here in the scripture, though it may have been written and communicated thousands of years ago, it speaks to the situation or an event, horizon, something that's happening right now. So that's that rhema word. Another way of saying rhema word is like that right now word. This is what the Moshiach, Yeshua, Christos, Jesus, Isis, what he quoted, this is the word, he said, it is written by every right now word that proceedeth
out of the mouth of Jehovah doth man live. Now, interestingly enough, the psalm here in the season that corresponds to this 46th Torah portion here for the second day, or, you know, the Monday, what we call the moon day, the Sheni, right, or the Senyo in Amharic, the Senyo and the Sheni, the second day. You can see even the similarities there, you know, the Sheni, Senyo, you know. Anyway, it says in verse 4, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Remember I said before that, you know, you could tell who the Israelites, and we could say the Jews in that Judahite context, is by the psychological profile of the people. A lot of ones haven't looked at it like that. Of course, you could say, you know, the racial aspects, the ethnic aspects, the historical aspects that have been whitewashed and covered over. But if you study the psychology of the people, notice what Josh says through Moses, and what's revealed here is that thy raiment, thy clothes did not wax old. What's important to the ones lost and found? Clothes. Their clothes, their raiment, John overstood that. Their clothes did not wax old upon them. And what's the next important thing? If you have good clothing, right, next thing is your shoes, your kicks. Neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Another key word right here, just zooming in on a couple of areas right here. Verse 9 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy called Debarim. Debarim, the words. These are the words. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Verse 10 is a key word too, because sometimes you may hear about Yehudi and Jews and certain ones and ones. I know we're taught, like, you know, before we eat, people say, you know, say grace. And among the Yehudi and the Israelites that recognize what is right, you know, in most cases of eating, we first eat, right? And unless it's a holy meal, if it's a holy meal, like a holy time or a Sabbath time or at a high holiday, we pronounce a baraka over it. But at other times, one eat, right, and afterward, Judaically, one would say a blessing or grace after meals. Now, to the Gentile mind, this might sound strange, but here's where this is built on. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10, where it says, when thou hast eaten and art full, when you eat, right, and you are full, then, key word, operative word, then thou shalt bless Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, for the good land which he hath given thee. So, Judaically, and according to the right Israelites, when we eat normally, we eat, you know, you eat, and after you eat, yeah, man, that was good right there. We bless Jah. We bless Jah. The grace after meals is based on that word found there and the reasonings that go along, the right reasonings that go along with it. When thou hast eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless Jehovah thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Then it begins at verse 11 with the second aliyah, the second reading, the second word, the second reading for the seven readings of the Torah portion for the Shavua, for the 7 days, where it says, beware that thou forget not Yahweh Loheka, Exiavir Amlaki, the sustainer, thy source, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. Also, another important word, the fingerprint of the HaShlush HaKadosh Kedush Selassie, the Holy Trinity, he who be, who he be, is the fact that the three parts, the commandments, the judgments, the statutes, which I command thee this day. Then just moving forward, just some highlight verses. There's a lot here, a lot of good mana. Let's get to verse 17. Verse 17, Deuteronomy chapter 8. And thou shalt say in thy heart, right? And thou shalt say in thy heart, like if one would say, right, you know, like my power, because I work hard, I do this, I do all the right things, that's why I'm, and my, and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Verse 18, take note, this is a wealth, you know, people talk about wealth, you know, it's like seminars, people have seminars and things about building wealth. Well, here it is for I and we. Here it is for the true Yehudi, is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, Yahweh Eloheka, Exiav Yamlaki. Thou shalt remember the sustainer, thy source. What's the command here? The commandment here is to remember, like with remembering the Sabbath, to remember. I mean, what is the course to remember? What goes on when one remember calling to mind he who be who he be, thy true good, thy true God, for it is he that giveth thee power. Now power, there's all kinds of power. Well, I mean all kinds of power, the word translated as power in different contexts is different key Afro-Shemitic and Shemitic words. Here is like the ability. Here's the ability. It is he who giveth thee the ability, the source, the sustainer, the source of I life, to giveth I the ability to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant that he swear to thy fathers as this day, or with italics, as it is this day. Now we read that, but you know, reading comprehension is important. We are to remember he who be who he be, our Elohim. Why? Because it is he that giveth thee. In other words, read it like this. I remember Jehovah, my Elohim, my source, because it is he that giveth me power to get wealth, that he may establish, get this, his covenant. I say that instead of which, but anyway, it says which. But his covenant that he swear to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, speaking of the righteous patriarchs, as it is this day. As it is this day. Goes on in verse 19 to say, and it shall be if thou do at all forget Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, and walk after the Hebrews Elohim Acharim, Acharim. In Hebrew, acher mean like after, like there's a Torah portion, achare mot, like after the death of the two sons, achare. From that same root right there, we have the phrase of the Elohim, Elohim acharim, or like after gods, or like gods that came after, backward gods, because it also can mean like behind or back or afterward. If thou shalt, it says right here, serve, right, it says, and walk in the philosophies. It's going to give us the teaching of his majesty, the philosophy of other gods, like the worldly democracy, right, like the worldly socialism schism, like, you know, the worldly, you know, all these kind of ideas, even though they may purport to have some good sense, you know, that's how the Amorites, because Amori mean the speakers, the talkers, you know, that's how they get us. They make us believe, but they are actually other gods, other philosophies. Like what happened with Ethiopia. They turned their backs on the manifestation in man of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit, in that man who is a sign and the seal, Gormawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. And what did they bring in afterward? They brought in Marx, Engels, and Lenin, another trinity. Other gods, right? Walking after other Elohim, and serve them and worship them. I testify against you this day that ye all shall surely perish, as the nations that Jehovah destroyed before your face. It's interesting to see the condition of Ethiopia in this apostasy time. It's almost like 3,000 years, if you didn't know better, if you didn't remember, like it never happened. right? They are like other nations that Jehovah destroyed, right, before I and I face. So shall ye perish. Why? Why? It says, because ye, y'all, would not be obedient. This word obedient is interesting because the Hebrew basically comes down to hear. To hear. The sense in the Hebrew is to hear and to obey. To hear it and to feel it. To hear it and to feel it. When we say, you feel me, to hear it and that hearing, to feel it, that you obey it, you carry it out. But because they would not be obedient, right, to the voice of Exiavia Amlakachu, to the voice of Exiavia Amlakacho, to the voice of He who be who he be, their Elohim, as the careless Ethiopians refuse to be obedient to the voice of He who be who he be, there and I, King of Kings. I mean, well, how do we know this? Because the word he says right here.
Mature. Have you a special word for young people of these days? On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it is also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
See, we have the history, but what happened to actively disrespect? Uh-oh. You heard the word? The who? Jah is our shepherd. In case ones and ones don't know. Yes. Who's a shepherd? And David, and who? And David, even look with David.
David, my servant, will be king over them. They all will have one shepherd.
Uh-oh.
It is good that you are here. Record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
David, my servant, will be king over them. They all will have one shepherd.
First Chronicles 29:1, a Rhema word right here, right now word. Furthermore, David Hamelech Negustawi, David the king, Negusu, said to all the congregation, the aggregation, Solomon my son, whom alone Exavia the Sustainer have chosen, Solomon being the elect of God, is yet young and tender, and the walk, the work is great. Here's the key, what the master said in my palace garden. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. As Burhana Selassie said, if they don't recognize His Imperial Majesty God in His royal palace, then they're suffering dead because they lose respect.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. Amen.
Chapter 12. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within them. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their hearts, The inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength, in the Lord of hosts their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo. The land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart.
Yes, 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 yes. Just a little Rhema right now word. Now, just to touch on Watomer and Sion, the comfort, since we're in the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the sabbaticals, the strongs of comfort, as we're approaching a new cycle, the lunar cycle coming forward. Here at the second, got a reason into Shia. We have about 26 minutes here on the air, like to share the full of full. We're just giving ones and ones, you know, a heads up. If they seek to call in. Yes, I. But here for Watomer Sion. But Zion said, what did Zion say? Zion said that Jehovah hath forsaken Adonai, Adonai has forgotten I. It be that way, feel that way sometimes. But here, just arise up the chant right here. Desiree with Zion, Watomer Sion, and Zion said, even the African Zion.
Original man, Final call. I got 15 minutes right here. We're going to ride up right here, ride up with this for iKev right here, here. Just letting ones and ones know on the live stream. But also check it out on the replay right here. Got like 14 minutes counting down.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Reaping right here. 13 minutes counting down, brothers and sisters. So here for this Shabbat, Wa Tomer Sion and Zion said, corresponding to the iKev. What's iKev? It's the heels of. Interesting how this is translated. Well, give ear right here. Sunday service, Melkam Hood. Yes, I. Yom HaRishon. Yes, I. Shalom.
So here. Shabbat Shalom. For Parshat iKev. Ancient Hebrew, iKev. Modern Hebrew, iKev. Sabbath heal on the heel of, because of. Vamarinya, indihim yohonal. Indihim yohonal. And like this, it may be, it shall be, but the yohonal also has a sense of it may be. It may be like this, if you do this. KJV, here the section begins the promise of victory of Yeshua. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, thy male Elohim, Exiavir Amlakeh, shall keep to thee I the covenant and the mercy that he sware to thy fathers, the forefathers, the righteous patriarch. So here. Parsha overview, Parsha summary. And this Shabbat, Watomer, also referred to in modern Hebrew as Vatomer. So Parshat iKev. So in Inai Torah reading and feeding, this sabbatical manna, this bread, the bread for the Shabuah, for this Shabbat, for this Shabuah, for this seven, Parshat iKev. Moses here continues his farewell address, a sermon, series of three main sermons, farewell addresses to call Israel, to all of Israel, Israel Hulu, by saying, and because iKev, you listen, you hearken to these rules and keep and do them, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, he who be, we be, your male Elohim, will keep with you the covenant, the brit, and the love, chesed, the love, the mercy, the love that he swore to your patriarchs. Picking up with Devarim, Deuteronomy 7:12. We left off with 7:11 for Wa'eta Hanan, and I pleaded and I besought. Lamenhu, and I begged. Now, note that the word iKev. iKev often is translated in the context of because. It literally means heal. iKev is the heal. And this calls to heart and mind, Hebraically, the name Jacob, Yaakov, or the heel holder, the heel grabber, who wrestled with the pain of his past, Yes, Jacob did, climbing Yaakov's ladder, heel holding, heel grabbing, wrestling with the pain of your past. As Jacob, Yaakov, the patriarch, wrestled with the pain of his past to learn, to bear the name, that new name, that precious name, the new name, Yisrael, Yisrael, often translated as a prince, a tsar, tsar in the Hebrew, Yisrael, a prince of El, the true good, the true God, according to Bereshith, Genesis 32:28. And like Yaakov, like Jacob, we, I must grapple to believe, to believe. It's a grappling, grappling, seeking to grasp it, to grasp, to grapple, to believe that the Brit, the covenant of Jah, love and acceptance is for us, is for I, too, for I as well. All well in Emmanuel. The Passover Rebbe interpreted the opening verse of our Torah, the Torah Parsha, the portion, the mana, the reading here. And because you will listen, because you will listen, Wahaya Aikev Tishmeun, Wahaya Aikev Tishmeun, because you will listen, as to say, and it shall be when your heel, when your heel is ready to take a step, you will listen to your heart. Now, this is the step of faith. Wahaya Aikev, Wahaya Aikev Tishmeun. The step of faith, the step of faith, the trod, I and I trod. As you begin to walk, to trod with Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, you, the I and I will come to know I self, to know yourself as a child of the great king, the Melech Rav, the great king. Likewise, regarding the related verse in HaTorah, in the Orit, the direction instruction, the related verse is, because Abraham heard my voice, Aikev Asher Shema Abraham B'Koli. The sages, they read this, that Abraham heard the word down to his heel, according to Bereshith in Genesis 26:5. Aikev Asher Shema Abraham B'Koli. Likewise, Abraham, and like Abraham, we, I hear Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, Ha'kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's, the Holy One, blessed be He, voice, His vocal, the call, as we walk, as we trod with Him by faith, Bemuna. Now, I Parsha, the Parsha, the mana right here, the angel's bread right here begins, Wahaya Aikeb, in the ancient enunciation of Hebrew, Wahaya Aikeb, modern Hebrew, Wahaya Aikeb. Vahaya Aikev, modern Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, Wahaya Aikev. Debarim and Debarim in Deuteronomy 7:12. Now, here, translators, different translators, they differ. They differ about how to understand Ha'ibrit, the Hebrew, the Ibrit. The JPS version, for example, It renders this as, quote, and if you listen, wahaya aikev, wahaya, and it shall be wahaya aikev. While others, they render it as, And because you listen, Vahaya Ikev, as the modern enunciators of Hebrew, Vahaya Ikev. And you notice that in modern Hebrew, the Wawei is pronounced as a Vav, and the Beit, the B sound, has a secondary sound that in modern Hebrew is pronounced as a Vait or as a V sound. That's why in the modern Hebrew way, V'haya Ikev. But the ancient Hebrew distinguishes the Wawei from the Beit. V'haya Ikev. Now, and because you listen, and if you listen, so some bring out, and if you listen. But when we look at the Hebrew here, wahaya, wahu haya, wahu hawe, wahu yihye betifera. This is from the Ha'odan Adon Odon Olam. Adon Olam song, the El Olam chant. This chant that goes, and he who was, wahu haya, wahu, and he, hoeh, and he who be, wahu yihyeh, and he who will be. Be tifera, and tifera, the Hebrew tifarai, tifera, in glory. So the higher also has a sense of, and it was because, and it was on the heel of, the sense of, and sometimes in the Hebrew, the prophetic sense is the already having happened sense in the Hebrew. So wahaya ikev, and because you listen, the consequence. Now, the former translation makes the baraka, the blessing, seem conditional upon obedience, upon shema, upon hearing. The tishmun, because you hear. Whereas in the latter reading, so, and if you listen, that sounds like a conditional upon obedience, whereas the latter, and because you listen, this reading affirms the obedience that leads, guidance, the leading to the baraka, the leading to the bereket, the leading to the blessing. The Hebrew word, ikev, meaning heel, also meaning a step, ikev. However, it refers to action, right? Speak louder than action. And therefore, it may be regarded as a prophecy, even in the sense of the Hebrew wahaya, literally, the literal sense, and it was ikev, on the heel of, because of, and it was. But in the prophetic sense, right, the prophetic perfect sense in the Hebrew sense, and it will be as if it already was, because you heed, you listen attentively, diligently. So we have the prophetic sense expressing the emuna, the faith, emuna in the Hebrew, the emnet, bamarinya, the faith that the blessing, habraka, the blessing that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, swore on oath. He swore this on an oath, will be fulfilled. And I say, may it be so for us, Havarim. May it be so for I and I, Habarim. So the text, the portion of the text right here from Devarim, Deuteronomy 7 and 12, for this 46th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, V'haya ikev tishmeun eta ha-mishpatim ha-eile. V'haya. And the consecutive, the wow consecutive here, the vav consecutive, wow consecutive. And it shall be, in the prophetic sense, v'haya, and it shall be, ikev, because, because on the heels of akav, to supplant as a verb, akav, akava, to supplant, wehaya ikev, and it shall be because tishmeun, tishmeun, from shama, 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 tishmeun, tishmeun, hear, listen to, heed, obey. You will listen, you will hear. You will hear in the sense of you will hear it, you will feel it. Tishmoon, tishmoon. Wahaya ikev tishmoon. Eight. Now, eight is a mark, right? A direct object marker, the eight, the aleph tau, the Hebrew alpha omega, aleph tau, right? The accusative case, two, four, with. The sense two, four, with, but often it is left untranslated, the context being brought out by different translators. Wahaya ikev tishma'una eita ha mishpatim. Ha mishpatim. Mishpatim. Ha mishpatim. The definite article ha, mishpat, mishpat, judgments, mishpat, rules. The yod mim at the end, mishpatim, pluralizing it, making it a male plural, the male plural suffix, the yod, the yad, and the mim, yad mim, ha mishpatim. From the root Hebrew word shafat, shafat, shafata, shafat, which means to judge, to adjudicate, to govern. So the sense here, ha mishpatim. The judgments, ha-ele, 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 ha, definite article, ele, 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 the these, wahaya ikev tishmun eit ha-mishpatim ha-ele, and it shall be because you will listen to the judgments, the these. The judgments of these, to these judgments. And corresponding here, 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 in the Shana, in the year, with the Watomer Tzion, the 7 weeks, the 7 Shabuas, the 7 Shabbats of comfort. Previously we had Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Comfort, comfort, y'all. Y'all comfort Ami, my people. Nachamu, nachamu, Ami. Comfort y'all, my brothers. From Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 26. Special reading for these special Shabbats coming up to the fulfillment of the Shana, the fulfillment of the year, even right here. So now here we're in the second of the 7 weeks, the 7 Shabuas, the 7 Sabbaths of comfort that began with the first one, corresponding to the 45th Torah portion, Va'etachanan, Va'etachanan, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Ami, Ami. Not Amy, but Ami, Ami is the Ain, Ami. What's very, very interesting is that we have a very interesting prophetic word from Hosea, 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 Hosea the prophet. In Hosea the prophet, there's a word right here where it says to call the brothers, the call to the brothers are me, my people. Say to the brothers, my people. Say to the brothers, my people. My people. So here in Hosea, Hosea, right, Ami is an expression used in the Old Testament, the Brit Yeshana, exclusively of Yisrael, the nation. It is never used of the patriarchs. Take note, take note. It is never, 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 ever, never, ever, never. It's never used of the patriarchs. So we have this right here first entry of it is with the birth of Lo Ami from Hosea 1:9. Then said Elohim, call his name Lo Ami, not my people, for ye, y'all, are not Ami, not my people, and I will not be your God is italics, and I will not be yours. You are not my people, and I am not yours. And that's when Hosea's unfaithful, his dishonorable wife, when she had conceived from whoredom, the first one was a girl. The girl was Lo Ruhama. And the next one was Lo Ami. These are the prophetic names that he was to call them. But further on in the prophecy, right, when there's faithfulness, then it says to call the sisters Ruhama and to call the brothers Ami, to say to your brothers Ami. But the patriarchs are never called Ami, namely the Hebrew Trinity, the patriarchs Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They are never called that. Connection here with Matthew 2 and 6 is of some interest, but this is just to connect right here with these seven Shabbats of comfort. So here corresponds to 46 with Ikev is Watomer Tzion. Watomer Tzion. But Zion said, picking up with Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 49, verse 14 to Isaiah 51 and 3. This is for this Shavuah, for this Sabbath, for this sabbatical. And that means you have five more special Shabbats to go. This is the second of the seven Shabuah, seven Sabbaths of comfort, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, leading up to the Yom Teruah, to the Day of the Trumpets, the New Year's Day, called Watomer Tzion. But Zion said, Watomer Tzion, Ezavani Yahuwah, Wadonai Shekechani. But Zion said, Jehovah has forsaken me. She said, what? What did she say? Watomer Tzion? What did Zion say? What did she say? She said, Jehovah, he who he be, has forsaken me. Watomer Tzion, Ezavani, Yahuwah. And she said, my Lord, Wadonai, and my sovereign, and my master, and my Lord, Wadonai, has forgotten I, Wadonai, Shekechani, has forgotten me. So here we have the second of the seven Shabbats named and called Shabbat Watomer Tzion. This reminds I and I to never, ever lose hope, the expectation, hatikva, for the heavenly, the divine future of Tzion, Yerushalayim, the African Zion, Yerushalayim. Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb, the son of her matrix? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me, before I. This is the word from the word we have here for this Shabbat, Watomer Tzion, Sabbath, and Zion said from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 49:15-16. The Haftarah, it concludes by Isaiah saying that Jehovah will comfort the mountain of Tzion by making it like the Gan Ba'eden, making it like the Geneta Eden, the Garden of Eden, with joy and happiness within her, within her, along with thanksgiving, young for Isis, thanks for the giving of thanks, and the sound of song, and the sound of song, Watomer Zion, and Zion said, Watomer Zion, Izabani Yawa Wa Adonai Shekehani, and she said, Zion has forsaken me, Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai, Adonai, my Lord, has forgotten me. And he says, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. I will not forget the I. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually, itinually before me, before I.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. Watomer Sion. Also, and listen to that right there, there, there. Remember that Adonai, Adoni, Adonai can also be interpreted as the, you know, the Western Gentile Lord, as it's the husband name. It's a husband name of deity. In the King Alpha, Queen Omega, the Psalm 45, the notes bring that out very, very clearly. Zion, how are you? How are you, Zion? Is all well? Jerusalem? Huh? Zion! What you say, Zion?
Shimela, Shimela, Agarat in Jerusalem, Dana.
Shimela, Shimela, Agarat in Jerusalem, Dana.
Shimala, Shimala, Agarachin, Jerusalem, Dana, Shimala is a Hasida in the Hebrew. Shimala is the stalk. But the Hasida in the Hebrew comes from Chesed, which means loving kindness. So the stalk link with loving kindness. So Shimala, Shimala, Hasida, Hasida, Agarachin, our country, Jerusalem, Dana. Dechna, are you well? Is our country Jerusalem well? And this is bring us in the sense of the comfort. But Zion says, she says that he who be who he be has forsaken her, and her Lord, her husband, has forgotten about her. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb, the son of her matrix? Even these may forget, yet he who be, we be, the Almighty says, I will not forget you. Behold, and here we can see a rhema word of prophecy, I have engraven you, where? On the palms of my hands. Remember the Sabbath, the first day Psalm, Psalm 24, Niki, Kapai, clean hands. Your walls are continually itinually before I. So here, look at Rhema 2, for we share one more audio here for the Sunday service, beginning off a new Shavuah. Naturalites, love this tune. Picture on the wall, Naturalites. There's a picture, yes, I, upon the wall.
Do you have a picture of His Majesty, Rasta?
Yes, sir.
And you have a picture of His Majesty, yes, I am. Jesus, and you have a picture of His Majesty, Rasta.
Yes, yes, I am.
Adonai, Yahuwah. He who be, who he be. Hi, hi. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, the month of Elul, it begins roughly around the time of August 7th this year, about a Shabuah, on the Saturday, right, this year, this Gregorian 2021. And for Elul, the month of Elul, initiates a 40-day period, 40-day period of preparation for the High Isla days. Now, this means that the Yom Teruah, according to scripture, the day of the trumpets, the blowing of the trumpets, called Rosh Hashanah, the head, the Rosh, the Ras, Hasana, the head of the year, will begin in about five or so Shabuas, five or so weeks, five or so strongs. This year, September 6th at sundown. Now, during this Iowa, this time that leads up to the High Isla days, it's customary to engage in what's known as soul searching. What and where is the soul? In the Hebrew, this is called the cheshbon. Cheshbon from chashab, chashab. In the Amharic, we say hasab, hasab. It's soul searching. It's like reckoning. It's like accounting. The cheshbon ha-nefesh, soul searching. And to derive comfort that ha-el, the true power, the Almighty, is forgiving and loving to those who truly and sincerely in spirit and truth turn to him. During that 180 from the astray ways and soul searching that we find in I and we, turning from that and turning to Yahweh, truth and life. Now, the sages chose the seven haftarot of comfort, the readings from the prophet Isaiah for the seven Shabbats of comfort leading up to the new Shana, the new year, to encourage I and I, to make I and I hearts ready for the upcoming, the High Isla days. Just share this word right here, seeing the time and the season that we're in. And also we know that this brings us very, very close to the solar new year and to the Melkam Adis Amet, to the, we call it the kingdom new year, right? The kingdom new year, the kingdom of the King of Kings. Yes, I, Rastafari. Look at more to share right here for this Watomer Tzion. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Greetings, dearly beloved. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom. This is Wyndham Ross, Iadonis Tefari, of LOJ Society, Lion of the Tribe of Yehuda, Machaber Society, Havarim of His Imperial Majesty. So we're here with the 46th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding this sabbatical strong here in this prophetic Habarim, the blood moon, the sign, the Tu B'Av, and the Shabbat Nahamu. And here, for this sabbatical, for this weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, Ikeb, because of Ikeb, on the heels of Ikeb, in the name Yaakov, the heel grabber, the supplanter. Also recall Second Esdras, Ezra, apocryphal book of Ezra. I'm correct, was chapter 6, verses 8 to 9. Also very much connected with this 46th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. And here we are in the third reading from Moshe's fifth book. The fifth book, known as Deuteronomy in the English, the Orit Zedagim in the Haile Selassie version, the Revised Amharic Bible, and the Authorized, the Book of the Seven Seals. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, of Yehuda, the Root of David,
Hakadama, we Haile Selassie HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have the seven weeks of comfort, the seven Shabbats, the seven strongs of comfort. Let's go over this right here, Chaburim. We are in the last Sabbaths of Hashanah, the last Sabbaths of the year. And here in the Brit Yashana, in the covenant of the year, often referred to as the Old Covenant or the Old Testament scriptures, right? We have the last Sabbaths, the last Shabbats of the year. Now, the weekly Haftarah, right? The Haftarah, like the Missa, Dismissa, the Missa from the Old Covenant, right, portion, the readings from Hanavim, the reading from the prophets is usually thematically, what's the theme, Chaburim? The theme, thematically are connected with the weekly Torah portion, the reading and feeding, Sinai Rastafari sabbatical study, the sabbatical strongs are connected. So the reading from the prophets, from Hanabim, are connected, Chaburim, thematically according to the theme with the sabbatical study, the Sabbath strong, or the weekly, what's called and referred to as the weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Why not keep it sabbatically strong? Chazak, be strong, wanit, chazik. Now, there's the fast. After the fast, however, on the other hand, after the fast of the Tisha'a B'Av, which is the ninth of the fifth moon, the month that is known and became known after, we could say, the Babylonian captivity, after the exile, when we had that small, that fateful remnant returning to Jerusalem, returning to the land, during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So Ezra, Nehemiah, also linked with Second Esdras for this Torah portion, reading and feeding. Ikev, connected with Second Esdras, chapter 6, verses 8 to 10. So now, For the next 7 weeks, 7 weeks is 49 days. For the next seven Shabbats, the next seven Shabuas, Asamint, right, Subae, for the next 49 days, two sevens clash. Next 49 days leading up to the Rosh Hashanah, to the Ras Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Shana, the head of the year, the civil year, the kingdom year, Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, the new year, and coming forth with the Adis Amet as well, in the same season, right? Judeo-Messianic, Moshihawian, royal order, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. So in looking at this, to recognize, well, what is the season, what's the reason for the season, thus we'll know what the gatherings for, what I and I gathering, even on the in and the irid and the twos and the threes, both near and far. Right? And even if one is just gathering one away in spirit, soul, body, with the Moshiach, right? The name, the Hashem of the Moshiach in the midst. Now, we will read, and we're reading the selections of comfort. Nahamu, Ami. Be comforted. Atnanu. Be comforted, Ami, my people, Ami. very interesting in Hosea, we have the army, and the army literally is my people, but it's also a password, a code word when we say army is my brothers. You can check that out in Hosea. And we have the Ruhama. Ruhama is my sisters, or the sisters shown mercy. And also there's the opposite, because you have to recognize Ikev. What's Ikev? If ye hearken, if ye hear, Shema, Tishma'un, right? If ye what, huh? If ye hearken, if ye Shema, if ye hear, right? To these et ha mishpotim ha'ele, to these judgments, if we hear. So there's a consequence. It's a conditional. Jah puts before I, before every man, there's two ways. There's the way of life in the King of Kings Christ, and there's the way of death. There's the way of life and the way of death. Before every man, there's two ways. And for the B'nai Yisrael, we have these two ways. For the sons of Yisrael, both then and now. So there is a choice, right, to exercise our will, to make our wills, see, by hearing, by the Shema, the teaching of His Majesty, to make our wills obedient to good influence, right, to show the greatest and to avoid evil, to show the greatest wisdom, the Chokmah. Now, in the Torah portion reading and feedings up to this particular point right here, where we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 7, we left off with 7:11, and we pick up here with chapter 7, KJV, King James Version, chapter 7, verse 12. See, reading and the Shema, or the hearing and the thinking and the meditation on the word is vital. Right, it's ital and vital. So reading the selections of comfort, Nahamu, Atznanu, Nahamu, Ami. Be comforted, my brothers. Be comforted, my people. They foretell what is foreshadowed, what is foretold, the future redemption of Jah people. The future redemption of Jah people, of the Yehudi people, of we the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah people, and the fulfillment, the full coming of the messianic age, the true Adis Zemin, the fulfillment, right, of the new age. We already have that sign. Right, that man who is the sign and the seal. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, the root of David, Kedamawi, Chayla Salase, Negusa Neges, Ze Ethiopia, Siyume Egziavi, the elect of God, Moa Andesa, Zeim Negeda Yehuda, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. And we're speaking about real world. Israel, this is real world. In other words, we have a 7 Shabuah, a 7-week period, 7 strong sabbaticals, a period of consolation, a period of comfort. This period of time encouraging us, the children of the Negus, right, encouraging us to keep I and I positive, up for expectation, the yay and the amen alive, because Jah live, children, yeah, Jah live. This now culminates in the Yobelu, the jubilee of Jah's new year, and of the Yehudi, Jah people's new year, of the Adis Amet. The Adis Amet corresponding with the Day of Trumpets, Judaically speaking, that's the Rosh Hashanah. So we have the 7 Shabuahs, the 7 Strongs, the 7 Sabbaths of comfort. Now, We begun from the first, the previous, and we're picking up with this sabbatical. This sabbatical is the second. The previous, Nahamu, Ami. Comfort my people. Comfort my people from Yeshaya, Esaias, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, focus verses 1 to 26. Isaiah chapter 40. So we have, right, how many more weeks to go? I'm thinking about the Brahana Selassie, Bob Marley, and the Wailers too. Right, such and such weeks to go, such and such days to go. We have six more, and now we're actually in the sixth right here. And this week, this strong, this one, second one of the seven, after Nahamu, Ami, comfort my people, the second here is Vatomer Tzion, or Vatomer Tzion. But, or and literally, Vatomer Tzion, and some of the translations may have, but Zion said. But Zion said, Watomer Sion, and literally, and Zion said, and Sion said, and I African Zion said, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 49, focus verses 14 to Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3. This is the Haftarah reading in these last Shabbats of the Shana. So we're in the last Sabbath of Hashana of the year, and especially in the what's called the Old Testament, but more correctly we say the Berit Yeshana, the Berit Yeshana of the cycle of the year, of also the idea, the sense of repeating and again, because practice makes perfect. And faith, the true emunah, the true imnet, that subjective faith that we have in he who be who he be, the faithful one, the Amen. So we have that subjective faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing, by the Shema. Previous Torah portion reading and feeding, Wa'et Hanan, we had the Shema, Yisrael. Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad. Hear, O Israel, Israel. This is real Israel. There is a consequence. And if we study the scriptures, even historically, according to the prophecy, and then look at the real world history, we can see why, where, when, why what has happened to the black and the brown people has happened, and whose responsibility, it's a consequence, I kev, because of, on the heels of. So there's a consequence for hearing, for keeping, observing, Shomer, Berit Chadasha, Shomer Shabbat, Shomer Kashrut, you know, for the observing, the keeping, and the doing them. Sitem Otam, for doing them, because we do that, then Shomer Yahuwah Eloheka Leka, he will then do for I and I what? He will keep, he will observe HaBrit, the covenant. He will observe HaChesed, the mercy, the loving kindness. That is so necessary. It is so necessary, the covenant and the loving kindness. And this is based on the Mishpatim, HaBrit, the judgments. What are the judgments? We're going to get into that a little bit more. Because the Messiah says, judge not. But see, if you don't study, you might think he says, well, one is supposed to not judge and not recognize that he says, don't condemn. that condemnatory, that condemnation. You know, like when you do the same thing that your so-called brother or sister does, they are wrong with it. But you see, when you did the same thing, well, you see, there was a reason for it. So from see, that's like condemning. That's what Messiah said, Rabbeinu, Rabboni, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Rabbi, Zionai, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, copper color Messiah. Right, copper tone Messiah, brazen as brass, burnt in the fire. What does he say? He says, condemn not, judge not again. See, in judgment, it's either a favorable or unfavorable. Either somebody's going to be acquitted or somebody is going to be condemned. You know what I'm saying? But the judgment process, it begins by the tishmaun. Tishma'un, by the hearing, et ha-mishpotim, ha-eile. So the lost sheep, the lost sheeple, they cry, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. And we're calling them out on that. Got to call them, no justice. It's so, so interesting because you hear so-called lost sheeple, 85% of Negroes, right? You hear them talking about, well, the law said, the law. They're so lawful, but they've forgotten Jah law. They've forgotten Jah way, truth and life, but they can reclaim it by hearing. Faith comes, the true yea, and the amen comes by hearing, and the hearing by hadavar, hadabar, hadibarim, by the word, by the dibre Elohim, by the oracle, by the word of the source, the word of truth. All right? So, yes, it is to be written in our heart. You know, when you know something by heart, when we say, well, I got to know that by heart, what does that imply? That implies what happened? That implies I remembered it. When you can recall, when you can know it by heart, this is how it's written on one's heart. Real world. Real world. So to know it by heart, because the Shema also to love him with all of our what? Our heart, with all of our soul, our nefesh, our psyche, and with all of our might. Our might. Right? We're looking at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and verse 5. Now, when we compare this with the words of Rabbeinu, Rabboni Yeshua HaMashiach, bringing it to the fulfillment, this is what we're going to pick up with more here on the air and in the eye. Or listen, brothers and sisters. We're in Watomer Tzion, and Zion said. I'm going to step by step over these seven. The 7 weeks, the 7 sabbaticals, the 7 strongs of comfort, these 49 days, in this 49-day period, the 2 sevens, as Erastaman said, the 2 sevens clash, the great, great, great culture tune, the 2 sevens clash. So Shabbat Watomer Zion. What is the Shabbat Watomer Zion? So when we say Shabbat Watomer Zion Shalom, when you say Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Watomer Zion, the Sabbath, and Zion said peace. This leads up to the Rosh Hashanah, the head, the Ras, right? The head, the self, Ras. If you haven't checked out the lost found lessons of Rastafari. Check it out, some Rastafari groundation, right? Rastafari groundation, the Rastafari, the number nine, the lost found lesson, the Rosh, Hebraically speaking, and pointed in the latter day Hebrew, say Rosh from the Ras, Ris, Ras, the head, Hashana, Ha, the Shana, the year, is called Watomer Zion. But Zion said, or more correctly, Watomer Zion. Wa and Tomer, she said Zion. And Zion said, this reminds I and I. What are we reminded of here? We're reminded to never lose hope. What is that? Tesa, Tikwa, that expectation. That hope, that expectation for the higher, the heavenly future. For Zion, Sion's good futures. Yerushalayim, for New Jerusalem. What we're speaking of here, some might think we're talking about just the land. They might think we're just speaking about the land or the country. But it's really the dwelling. It's the dwelling and it's the indwelling of His Majesty. Not just speaking about, you know, the land or the country, but the indwelling of His Majesty. In mind's eye and I of, since it's connected to Zion, we talk about Zion, we're connecting that right there to Jerusalem, the Matisyahu relic and lyric, you know. I'll say the old, maybe it's the old Matisyahu. We don't know what he's going through right now, right? But, may Jah bless him and guide him to Yahweh, truth, and life. So, Matisyahu, he has a Jerusalem. If I forget you, fire not going to come out of my tongue. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Now, this is an inspiration right here on another one of the daily psalms in the royal order, the one that speaks about Babylon, the one that speaks about being by the rivers of Babylon. And within these series of psalms right here, which psalm is it? By the river of Babylon, Psalm 137, among the ruins of Jerusalem. So we get that inspired relic in the Jerusalem tomb by Matisyahu, which is also called Out of Darkness Comes Light. It's interesting because he says this in the first set of, you could say the bars or set of lyrics. He says, in the ancient days, we will return with no delay, picking up the bounty and the spoils on our way. We've been traveling from state to state, and them don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, and they want me to give up my milk and honey. Don't you see it's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of His Majesty. Again, repeat this again. Don't you see it's not about the land or the sea, nor the country, but the dwelling and the indwelling of His Majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem. So in that connection with the Watomer Zion, never to lose that hope, that expectation for that heavenly future, that prophetic yay and amen, that good future for Zion, for Yerushalayim, we the once lost now found. Because Jerusalem, we talk about Zion, we are the children of the King, the children of Zion, and there's another song, was it 149, 150, can bring that out right there as well. But here, in speaking of the Shabbat Watomer Zion, right, because this is the last seven, so there's some extras. Right, so on the ear and the eye, like to bring out these extras right here so that ones can at least get a hear. Tishma'un. Right? Shema'a Yisrael. Tishma'un. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Can a woman forget her nursing child? One of the themes in this Torah portion, the Chabarim, the Haftarah, and the Shabbat Watomer Zion, can a woman forget her nursing, her suckling, her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Now, what we see today in these latter days and times, this is a very appropriate, right now, a rhema question. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Do we see women forgetting their nursing child? That she should have no compassion on the son, that black son of her womb, of her matrix. Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, look and see. Nay, hen, behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Yeshaya, Isaiah, Esaias the prophet, chapter 49, verses 15 to 16. The Haftarah, it concludes with the Nabi, with the prophet, Yeshaya, Esaias, saying that Hashem, that Yahuwah, that Jah, Jehovah, will comfort the mountain of Zion, the mountain of Zion, by making it like the Gan Eden, by making the mountain of Zion, Zion, even the African Zion, like what? Gan Eden, like the Geneta Eden, like the Garden of Eden, with joy and happiness within her. Do you have joy and happiness in your soul, in your nefesh, in your psyche? Well, this is the hope, this is the expectation, along with thanksgiving, miskana, miskana, Ethiopically speaking, toda, toda, hatoda, Hebraically speaking, and the sound of song, and the sound of song. So to the singers and the players of instruments, amongst I and I, brothers and sisters, amongst the new name, amongst the church of the firstborn, amongst the Rastafari, this is the key to the fulfillment of the King of Kings and Christ's prophecy. This is the key. He who has the keys of great King Dawid. So a little note here, the month of Elul, it begins from the time of this recording right here in about two Shabuas, 2 weeks. And this cycle, it'll be on the this year, this Shana, which initiates a 40-day prep period. We have a 40-day preparation period, or period of preparation for Jah's High Isleh Day. For Jah's High Isleh Day, right? The Judaic High Holy Days, High Holidays, but it's Jah Rastafari High Isleh Days. This means that Rosh Hashanah will begin in about 6 weeks. Roughly, by the time you hear this, about 6 weeks in this Shana, this time, this season. At when? At sundown, in the even, in the evening. Now, during the time that leads up to the High Isleh Days, the Mo'adim, the appointed days of Yahuwah Eloheinu, it's customary to engage in what's known as the soul searching. What and where is the nefesh, is the psyche, suke? What and where is your soul? What and where is the soul? See, the soul searching, the cheshbon ha-nefesh, Hebraically the cheshbon ha-nefesh, soul searching, customary, right? And I tried, and I yad and forward to engage in that soul searching. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, because the soul, without instruction, is headed for self-destruction. So during this time, in this Shana, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the soul searching and deriving comfort that Hashem, that HaElohim, is forgiving and loving to those who in spirit and in truth turn, do that 180, that Teshuva, that metanoia, that change of mind, that 180 from the stray way, and to Yahweh, truth and life, and to him, even HaElohim. Now the sages, the wise, they chose the seven haftarot of comfort. Why? Why did he choose this? To encourage. Be strong, and make I and I be encouraged. Chazak, chazak, wenit chazik. To encourage. get the courage in us, the children of the Negus, the children of the King HaMelech, Zion's children, to encourage us to make our hearts ready, 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 ready. Are you ready? Ready, ready, ready for the upcoming, the Aliyah rising up, the upcoming High Island Day season. So in looking at the reason for the season, both the now and as we are moving forward, onward and upward, on the air and in the irid. A couple of first words here in connection with ICAF, the 46th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, and the last Shabbat of the year, and the Watomer Tzion, and Zion said, come right up on those two themes, more on Watomer Tzion. Can a woman forget? Can a woman forget? A woman forgetting their nursing child and children? But y'all won't forget. What does that word say to us? That comforting of the mountain of Zion, that making of the African Zion like the Garden Eden, the joy, the happiness within her, and within our nefesh, within her, the cheshbon, her nefesh, the soul searching. What and where is the soul? What and where is your soul? What's the difference between the soul and the spirit? Is there a difference between the soul, the heart, and the spirit? You got to search it out. Right, seek and ye will find, and y'all find, make I and I find, while we have time. Yes, I, Rastafari, shalom, 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 shalom.
Send the daughter of Zion, oh. Once precious princess left her father's house to walk streets that never rest. And then maybe they'll hear me in the metropolis. So I'm sending out an SOS. She's fighting with her ties, she wants out of this mess. Bright city lights might brighten up the darkness. Know that I'm tired and you know that I'm stressed, yeah. Can't stop me and you can't stop this. You could call the police, try to make an arrest. Today is the day that I repossess. Leaving on the first train that I can get. Now it swings around the eyes, stopping wet from raindroplets. Window shopping for some solace, nowhere dressing penniless. The price that you pay for running away from the stress. Feeling the pain like the dance by the DJ. Remind me of a time when things were okay. Remind me of a time when things were okay.
Up there is me. Up there is me. Up there is
down.